Learning Masech the Shavah Mustafayin Dalan and Menalef. The Gemara had a Shaila Oral Mal B'Meister. The Gemara in Gimel and Menalef. Can Orally Meister Sheni do? Learn that from Karban Pesach that just like an Oral is Asa B'Karban Pesach is Asa B'Meister Sheni. In the Hemshech HaSugya here in Ayin Dalan and Menalef, it's Mavur that according to Bekiva that Darshan's Ish Ish the Rabbis Oral Katame who would in Meister Sheni would be Asa. And then the Gemara says V'Af Rabbi Yitzchak Savar Oral asa b'maiser. The Amr Abitzik Menayim la Oral shasa b'maiser. Nem imenu b'vesach, v'nem imenu b'maiser. Ma'am imenu b'vesach oral asa b'maiser. Ma'am imenu b'maiser oral asa b'maiser. And the Gemara goes on to explain the Xerah Shava. So come this, you have two reasons why an oral could be asa b'maiser. According to Bekiva, we have the drash of oral katame, ish ish. And according to Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Abitzik says it's asa because of the Xerah Shava, mimenu mimenu. Then Ashalas, how's the Rambam paskening? The Rambam says, Paragimelach s'maiser sheni lachadalad. Ha'aral katame, v'machal ma'isa sheni leikim in a teri kader shalek al-achilas chuma, sha'at chuma kriya kaidish ha'ma'isa sheni kriya kaidish ha'nema v'kaidish la'ashem. That's the lashon in the Rambam. Aral is katame. If ha'aral eats ma'isa sheni, gets malchus in a teri just like he gets malchus in achilas chuma, because chuma is called kaidish, ma'isa sheni is called kaidish. Ma'isa sheni says kaidish la'ashem. So the Kesef Mishnah brings that with Sugya, and he brings both Limudim. He brings Rabbi Kiva holds Oral Katame, and the Bitzig also says Oral Oisavai Adam Bitzig Nayan Oral Shasub Amaisir. But he's not clear which one is the Rambam passing like. Is he passing like Rabbi Kiva, the Oral Katame, or is he passing like the Josh of Mimenu Mimenu? Now there's a Marsha on the Taishas, the Maskal Ainim Mutta Bapara, which he says, Chayyar the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Kiva, his Raya is. Because the Rambam and Hilchas Paradum and Perikun Alachavav paskins the Arul is Mutala Hazais. If you hold Arul Katame, so Arul should be Asa to be Mazet. But he says, but the Lashon of Rambam is the Arul Katame. That sounds like Rabbi Akiva. That he has a Drasha, Ishish, the Rambam is Arul Katame. So the Marsha holds that the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Akiva. Aye, what's Pshan in the Rambam and Hilchas Paraduma that says that Arul is Mutala Hazais? That's because even could Rabbi Akiva. Lamaisa, Arul is Mutal Hazis, have a Kavachayim from Tulayim, like the Gemara says earlier. But the Kainer Aim says, no, the Gemara earlier says clearly, according to Bekiva, it's Asa to be Mazah. The Gemara they brought a Braisa clearly that Arul is Asa to be Mazah. Now the Gemara says it's not a Raya to everyone because the Braisa could be like a Bekiva. But either way, you can't say Lamaisa, we pass like a Bekiva, and Arul is Mutal to be Mazah. What do you do with the Braisa there? Also, the Rambam in Chumas says like Rabbi Kiva. That's what he brought a few times. The Rambam Perek Zayin Nilchas Chumas Lachayud brings the drash of Taisha V'Sachir. So you see, clearly he doesn't pass like Rabbi Kiva. Lachamishner when he asks his kasha Nilchas Chagiga Perek Aleph Alacha Beis. So Achreinim Naman, the Rambam does not pass like Rabbi Kiva. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Eliezer. Because the Rambam paskins that Arul is Mutal Hazis, and because the Rambam brings the din of Taisha V'Sachir. But we still have to be miyashiv. Why did the Rambam say that lush in Arul Katami, like the Mashah says? The Rambam in Hilchas Ma'aseh Sheni here, Perigim Lachadal, it says, Arul Katami, V'machal Ma'aseh Sheni, Lekim Natar. Why did he say Arul Katami? If it's only Gzeirah Shava, of Mimenu Mimenu, like by Chuma. Now it's also Shrei at the end of the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, Arul Katami, V'machal ma'aseh sheni leikim netayr k'derek shalek alachil shumah fine shat shumah kriya kaidish ma'aseh sheni kar kaidish nem b'kaidish la'ashem. Why doesn't the Rambam say that Arul is asa b'maiser? Because you learn that from Karim Pesach mimenu mimenu. What's his thing? He's like a k'derek shalek alachil shumah because shumah is called kaidish and ma'aseh sheni is called kaidish. So Chaim Knievsky asks his kasha and the sefer derech emunah with the bi'ah halacha that. What's the Rambam bringing this drasha of Kaidish, the Kaidish Lashem, like Chuma Shikri Kaidish, and also the line of Dinim, we don't learn that Ma'aseh Sheni from Chuma, the Mashal Issazar. Why didn't we say it is an Issazar because of Kaidish? We don't say that. He brings other Dinim, Shalim and Amukaf. Lachai, we don't have this drasha of Ma'aseh Sheni from Chuma, Kaidish, Kaidish. The Rambam says this drasha, the Gemara never says it, and Lachai, we don't find this drasha of the other Dinim. So the Derech Emunah is Ma'arech. But his final yishuv goes like this. Avada, the Rambam doesn't pass it like Rabbi Akiva, that Arul Katame, and he's also not saying a drasha that the reason why we know that an Arul is Asa Ma'aseh Sheni is because it's called Kaidish. No. The reason why an Arul is Asa Ma'aseh Sheni is because of the drasha Mimenu Mimenu, like the Gemara says. So we have the kasha. Why did the Rambam say Arul Katame? And why did the Rambam say that his loika and maisa sheni kederush the loika la chuma shas chuma kriya kaidish and maisa sheni kriya kaidish? What does he say that for? It's not the drashu how he knows it. Why is he saying that? So Zakhtar of Chaim Kanievsky, because the Rambam wants to answer the smag's kasha. The Rambam holds one of the tayag mitzvahs that the Rambam has, one of the shesam mitzvahs lois to say, is an Arul is not allowed to eat chuma. Where's the pasuk that an Arul is not allowed to eat chuma? As we know from the parak that we're learning, there's no pasuk in Arul is not allowed to eat chuma. It's Zeir Shava, Taisha V'sachir. That is going that way. Not like Rabbi Akiva. So he brings down in Sefer Mitzvahs Leisa Se Kuf Lamin Hei, says, what's Mitzvahs Leisa Se Kuf Lamin Hei? Shehiz Arul Me'achol Chuma V'udin L'Shar Kachin, Shehar Muzim Achil Asa. V'zoyisa Azar Leis Barei V'kosev Elimnenz V'gzeir Shava. And we're going to speak more about this. You can have a din, a mitzvah, the Tayyig mitzvahs, which is not mefurish in the pasuk. It's learned from Gzeir Shava. So the Smag asks the kasha, why is there only one mitzvah then? Why is there only a mitzvah of Achilas Chuma? And Arul is not allowed to eat chuma. Why isn't there another mitzvah that Arul is not allowed to eat meiser? There's two gzeir shavas. There's a gzeir shava, taisha v'sachir, to tell you that an Arul is not allowed to eat chuma. There's also a gzeir shava, mimenu mimenu, to tell you an Arul is not allowed to eat meiser. So why isn't there two mitzvahs? A mitzvah shahizr that an Arul can't eat chuma. A mitzvah is an Arul can't eat meiser sheni. And the Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah reish pei meis, is meisiv to the kasha, it is an afkamina la halacha. According to the smag, it's two separate isurim, two separate lavin. So now there won't be a mistar if one to the other. If an oral eats a chatzi zayis chuma, chatzi zayis meisiv sheni, he won't get malchus. But according to the Rambam, he has one shame, that an oral can eat chuma and meisiv sheni is all one big mitzvah. So it's one shame, if it's one shame. So chatzi zayis chuma, chatzi zayis meisiv sheni, if an oral eats him, he would get malchus. So the Archimunah says, that's the point of the Rambam. He wants to say it's one gedera isser. The isser is benegay of this and Arul is katame. Not benegay of kol ha-Torah kula. Benegay of this. And it's not a limud. It's when you have these two gzeira shavas, we're going to put them together into one isser. That we're going to say Arul is katame and emachal ma'isashemi leike kedera shaleike b'tshuma. Not that any time you have an isser to a tame that would apply to an Arul katame. But when you these particularly sur of an Arul, the Arul is like Tame, and Mimela he gets one lav both for Chuma and for Maaseh Sheni. And that's what the Rambam says, because Chuma is called Kedush, and Maaseh Sheni is called Kedush. That's not the Drasha. That's the Gedder. The lav is, the Shema Isser is, an Arul has the same thing as a Tame, Legame, Chuma, Maaseh Sheni, they're both called Kedush. And Afkamin, it's not another one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. And even in Afkamina Lahalacha, that it's one lav, it's one malchus, two chatzay zesel mimistar. L'char huadin, if you ate shuma and maisa sheni, a kezayis apiece with one asra, you'll get one malchus, because it's the same shame isser. That's pshat in the Rambam. So he's being mazvid a shame isser, gederik shu'asa b'chuma, they're both called kaidish. So the truth is, in this etzim yisayid, that the Issa Arul by Maisa Shem, the Issa Arul by Chum is the same Shem Issa, it doesn't have two different Shem Issa Surim. Already the Biskarov is Marech about this Nakud. He's not discussing the answer of the Rambam like of Chaim Kanievsky to answer the Taicha of the Rabbi Maisa Sheni. But Mecholis is discussing the Gedder Issa, the Mechulish Yamar and Rizal Levi on the Rambam, Milch Smachar is the Suez, Perik Bez Alachach of Gimel. The Biskarov starts there about Aninus. Then he says like this, Rambam holds, and we spoke about this in the previous year, Lechalti Ba'ini Mimeni is the lav. That's the lav derisa. Lechalti Ba'ini Mimeni is the lav. And that lav tells you Nalati Maisa Sheni. And the Rambam holds that lav also tells you Nalati Ikatship. And the Rambam in Hilchas Maisa Sheni says like this. Perigimel Allache, Ha'echel Maisa Sheni Benina Shotar Loike Shnema Lechalti Ba'ini Mimenu. And Allache Zayin, he says, Voloi Maisa Sheni Bavadal Kolakachim Kulam Machal Benina Shotar Loike. So it's one lav for Maaseh Sheni and Kachim. Now he says, that's why the Rambam doesn't bring the dinner Einan Kani Kachim and Ilchus Karbanis. He does mention in Ilchus Karbanis. That's what Rav was discussing about. He's discussing the dinner of Einan being Mechal Laveda, and he mentions that it's Dumya to the Isser Achila, it's Ilchus B'is Mikdash Perek Beis Lach Zayin. But in Ilchus Maaseh Karbanis, he doesn't say an Isser of Aninus. Why not? Because it's not a din B'dafkan Karbanis. It's one din klali in dvarim kadeshim. Granted, chum is not nichol by aninus. We have the pasuk nichol zar zar semayin derech malay aninus. But lemaisa, maisa sheni and kachim on the same din. Like halte many men is going on maisa sheni and kachim together. He says the Rambam sefer mitzvah susa says in mitzvah kufna aleph. He says that maisa sheni and kachim are both in the same lav. Like halte many men. Also nochas and edgin perik yates. The Rambam brings down all the different things that all the lavim that you get malchus from it. And the Rambam brings the lav, one lav, it's one lav. And like we said, there's an afkimin al halacha, because if you eat a chatzis zayis of maisa sheni, the Rav doesn't mention this, but the Mechaskinik does, if you eat a chatzis zayis of maisa sheni and a chatzis zayis of korbanis vaninis, you get malchus. It's not two separate lavim. So that's what the Rav first says. And that's what men aninis, when they get to arelos yet. But then the Rav says, who are the by Aral? There, the Rambam has two mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs of Aral. One is that Aral can't eat a carbon pesach. And the second one is that Aral can't eat chuma. And the life of chuma is Xavier Shava, like we said. Like the Rambam's lashon. Zay says, Azar lay is varim bekasav. Avi lamendus b'Xavier Shava. Ubir makabun imzash, and say, Issa bin the ranks of Oli minarabana. That the Rambam Shita, and we'll discuss this a little bit further in the Shia, is that usually Dvarim that are learned that from Xer Shava aren't part of the Yud Gil Mitzvahs, they're called, they aren't part of the Tarek Mitzvahs, they're called Divrei Seferim. But here it's Divrei Torah. But by Aninus, the Rambam doesn't make a big deal out of it. The Rambam doesn't say that the Isra Aninus by Kachim is a mitzvah because, even though it's learned down from a Kal V'chaymer. No, because it's one mitzvah. Like Chalti Ben Men is a lav that goes on Kachim as well. So it's not the Pshat, it doesn't become a separate mitzvah which is learned down from the Yud Gimel Midah Shetari Nedreshes Ben. It is the mitzvah of the Chal Tamei Nimimen. It's the same shame. Masha'en Kain, the Rambam holds that the din of Aro by Pesach and the din of Aro by Chuma are Achaluka Mikha Yisei Dinam. It's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Aro Kani Pesach, a separate mitzvah Aro Kani Chuma. And that's why he considers it another mitzvah in the Tayak. But then the Rav says, and if you look in the Rambam carefully, you'll see in Shasant Dezach, that then an Aral can eat other korbanos. Which lav is that? Is that the lav that he can eat Pesach? Or is that the lav that he can eat Chumah? Zakhtei Briski Rav, the din that an Aral can eat other korbanos is the lav that he can eat Chumah. He says it's Mefurish. And it's the same lav of Maisa Sheni, like we're saying. The Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Lam and Hei, Shehiz the Aral Me'achol Chumah, for who are din L'Shar Kachim Shalom Muzum Achilasam? So where does he put the Shar Kachim? The lav by Pesach, he says Shehiz Aral Melechol Pesach. The lav by Chuma, he says Chuma. V'hu Adin Shar Kachim. So Mary Digazach. Same thing. The minion of lavim that you like, Perikatessel Sanhedrin says Aral Shachol Basakaydish Chumais. It's one lav, and it's Mefurish in the Pirush Mishnayis here. The Pirush Mishnayis says like this: Hatan b'hiyais akayin Aral Layechol Chuma V'kachim. So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis says that a Kayan Aral can't eat Chuma and Kachim because of the Xer Shava Taisha V'Sachar. So Chuma and Kachim are both in the midst of Taisha V'Sachar, midst of Kuflam and Hay, the midst of Slinta from Xer Shava. He says the Mechaskinach is not the way. Mitzvah Yitzayin, the Mechaskinach assumes that all the Kachim are Nechon Lav of Pesach. He says it's not true. They're Nechon Lav of Chuma. So he explains in the brackets there, because Arelis by Pesach is a din in Pesach. You see the other dinim of Arelis. You see this din of Milas Chara V'Avadam. You see there's a din Ben Necher by Pesach. You don't have anything. And the Gemara says V'Itzrach. The Gemara makes a tzvichasa about the Psul of Ben Necher, the Psul of Arel. But other things don't even have a Psul of Ben Necher. Taisus is two different dinim. Chaluk and Viki Yisai dinim. The din of Arel by Pesach is one din, which is a din in Pesach. If the Pesach means a certain type of person, a Ben Echer, an Aral, they're both Mufka, and even Emil Skarv, Avadu is Makiv. But Chuma and Kachim is different than Aral. But Kachim is in the mitzvah of Chuma. So, Mel, this fits in very good to Chaim Kanevsky Shtekel. That is what the Ram is saying, Amaisa Sheni. Chaim Kanevsky is saying, he's trying to answer the Smag's Kasha. Smag wants to know, why isn't there another mitzvah of Aral not eating Amaisa Sheni? So at the Rambam, it's one din. That Aral Ketameh, Veloik al-chilis masasheni kiderish loik al-chilis chumash and chumakari kaidish and the maisis kari kaidish. And kachima kari kaidish. It's all one big din that an oral candy kaidish, so that it gets one mitzvah in the tayag, it's one shemisser. An oral that does any pesach, that's a different shemisser. That's a din mitzad hilchus, that's a din mitzad the din of pesach, similar to ben echer or to milas kari v'avodav. Now, in the Ekeshitas Ram that we mentioned, that the Rambam paskens normally, that things that are learned after the Yudgim or Min the Shetar and the Dreshes are not called Divrei Torah, they're called Divrei Seferim. It's a very shveri sugya. The Rambam is marach about this in Sheirah Sheni. The Rambam has 14 shrushim, 14 to say this, what he says, how he made the count of the Tayrig Mitzvah. So you have to have 14 rules, what could be counted, what can't be counted. So the Rambam says that the Sheirah Sheni is, Ein roi limnes kol ma shalem dem achas b'yigim ha-mitzvah b'yidah shetar in the Dreshes ben, oi b'ribui. Now you don't count things that are learned out from the Yigim ha-mitzvah b'yidah shetar in the Dreshes ben, only things that are mefurish in the Pasuk. And he discusses it by Richus, and he says, v'ul, in the middle of the continuation of the Sheirah, he writes like this, v'ulay tachshav sheni barich milim noisim leis bilti amitiyos. Maybe you think that I'm not counting them because they're not true. I'm not sure if the din is right or not right. No, that's not the siba. Aval siba k'chol ma sheyotzi adam heim anofim min ashrashim shneim lomeshim b'sinei b'bir v'heim etayag mitzvahs. Anything that you learn out from Yudgim Midas are the branches of the shrashim that were told to Moshe b'sinei. And there, the tayag mitzvahs, afilei mitzvah Moshe b'atzmein roilim leisim. Even if Moshe b'sinei himself would derive it, I wouldn't count it. The end he writes like this, and this negay to the sugya that we're learning, this negay to Oral by Truma. He says, "Avol amlem yimana masha yepirish mekubel mimenu." We are going to be counted something which is not beferish in the pasuk if it's a pirish mekubel for Moshe. For who she yivaru hamatikim, the gedolei Torah, the bali meseirim, they'll explain to us v'yayim shezeh adav olas asal asayse v'isur dei raisa ayayim shuguf Torah. Because you know Kabbalah and not Behekesh. L'chein gabi issa oral b'tshuma kamer. The Gemara kan. Now the Rambam says like this, that if the Matigim would tell me it's a davar she'asla asayse v'su deraisa uguf ha'tayra, so I'm going to count it, because then I know Kabbalah Behekesh. That's why he says that oral b'tshuma, the Gemara says it's deraisa, and that's why he counted it. Now which Gemara says that oral b'tshuma is deraisa? The Gemara l'chein means is like this. The Gemara that Ayin Bezim and Aleph brings down, the Rav Huna said, Mashuch is Eichel B'tshuma Dvar Torah, with the Vrayim Gazer Olam, the Shanira Ka'aro. So since the Gemara is discussing if Mashuch is the Raisa or not, Vaisa is the Din of Aro is the Dvar Torah. That's the Chayr what he means. So Shaila is, what does the Rambam mean? Why isn't he counting it? He says it's Emes, even if Moshe Rabbeinu would say he wouldn't count it. So the Rishonim learn, the Ramban and the Asagais, and also the Rajbam, and Shuvas Chelik Beisim and Reish Lamed derived at the end of Perek Gimel Hilchasishus, and the Rivash and Simul Kufsam and Gimel, they hold that the Rama means that when you have something learned after the Gimel, this has a din that's Durabana. It's not called Deraisa, it's called Durabana. It says all the dinim of a din Durabana. So the Ramban is very, very matmi on the Rama. It's not the way he brings Kama the Kama Rayas, that's only for Nigel Me, this is a din Deraisa. Now the Tashbats in the Sefer Zohar HaRikiah, that's the Sefer Yerona Mitzvah, says no, I'm not the Rambam's Maskim is Deraisa. He just says it's not considered part of the Tariq Mitzvah, unless it's Mufurish. And Miklos Esther Ursul learns that way. And the Taka big steer is in the Dukum of the Rambam, which one he means. But what's Shver with the Pshan of the Rashbats, and as according to the Rishonim, that something from the Yud Gimel Midas is the Rabbanan, so then it's very good if the Gemara tells you it's Deraisa, so that's an exception, and in that case it is counted. But if you hold either way, it's deraisa, and it's still not counted, because it's not learned out, it's not beferish in the pasuk, it's from the Yigim Midas. So why would it make a difference if the Torah says in it that it's deraisa? It's a shtickle madna. So there's a arichus about it from a Bruch official Perlau. He has his sefer on the sefer and mitzvah of Sandigayim. So in the Akdama to the sefer, he wants to discuss, is Reb Sandigayim agreed to the 14 Yesodis of the Rambam? He says he agrees to some of them he agrees partially, some of them for carrot, he agrees more than the Rambam. He goes through that. He wants to know what the Yesedis of Reb Sadigayim would be. But while he's discussing the Yesedis of the Rambam, he brings down all this. He brings down the Rishonim that say that the Rambam means it's the Rabbanan,
and the Rishbats and the Megillas Esther say the Rambam's maskim is the Raisa, they just say it doesn't count as a mitzvah, and he's mayrich about it. And in the middle, he brings other Achrayim that say that it's deraisa, but it's a different level. There are three levels. There's a level of mefurish in the pasuk that's like really deraisa. There's a level of yigmal midas yatayin adreshes them, which is deraisa, but not on the same level. And then there's a level of derabana, and that's why the Rambam calls those divrei sefer. But it's hard to figure out. So what does it mean? What does it mean? It's a different level. Is it deraisa? If it's deraisa, so what's pshat? It's a different level, and where the Rambam get it from? And what's the svara? But it's also, they want to answer with this, the kasha that we're asking, if you're going to say, anyway, it's deraisa. So my nafkamina, if the Gemara says it's deraisa, we know it's deraisa. Elamai doesn't count because it's learned after the Yigim Lomidah. So my nafkamina, if the Gemara says deraisa, we know it's deraisa. So these achrayim are saying that if the Gemara learned it out itself in the Yigim Lomidah, so then it doesn't have the same diarrhea as something mefurish in the pasuk. But if the Gemara says it's gufei teir, in other words, they have a Kabbalah from Moshe Mitzrayim, that this does have the dag of the full deraisa, so then even though it's not mefurish in the pasuk, it could be in gans and deraisa. But the problem with that is, like a Ruch official points out, so where do we see an Arul by Truma? Where did the Gemara say, if either way it's deraisa, where did the Gemara even have any remez that it's gufei teir, that it's more than something else on daf in Yigim Lomidos? All the Rambam says, all the Gemara says is that a mashuch, according to Avuna, a mashuch could eat chuma, because midaraisa could eat chuma, and that implies that an aral midaraisa can't eat chuma. Okay, maybe it means the darga of deraisa of yigam midas yatayin adreshes ben. Save David Svesha, Shari Sugya, and the Sugya of Minyan and Mitzvahs, and even not in the Sugya of Minyan and Mitzvahs, and the Sugya of what exactly the Rambam holds, the gather of Divrei Seifim is the gather of yigam midas yatayin adreshes ben. It's something which is unclear. Well, like we said, the Rishonim, Amash, and the Ram holds this derabbanan, unless the Gemara says it's deraisa. And the problem is that Kama Gemaras, which are mavurin out that way, and there is a pshat from the Tashbats and the Megillas Esther that the Ram also holds deraisa, just not counting the Yuma Midas, and the Astiris and Mashmais and the Ramam either way. And then there's a third pshat, which the Ruch official brings down from Achrayim, that it's a middle darga. It's not derabanan, but on the other hand, it's not mamish deraisa. It's like in the middle. It's the deraisa of divrei seferim. But either way, it's shver. So where the Rambam see in the Gemara that Arul doesn't have this middle darga? If going to the Rishonim, it's good because you see in the Gemara clearly that Arul is deraisa. But according to the Achrayim, that the Rambam's maskim is deraisa. So that's all the Gemara said is Arul is deraisa. Where do you see more than that? And now let's go later. The Gemara says that one of the mimenus that it says by Maisus to teach you Yisayid, to teach you that what Rish Lakish said b'shem Reb Samnia, Menayin l'Maisus Sheni shenidma shemutu l'seichai. If Maisus Sheni becomes tummy, you're allowed to go and shmir it. Shenem l'esati menu l'meis, l'meisu d'loi n'esati halachai, dumi l'meis n'esati, eizu d'av v'shav v'chai, meis n'avay m'zasicha. That's what the Gemara says. So we learn it from the Pasuk that Maisus Sheni shenidma, you're allowed to use it for shmiring on the skin. So the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, why, well, without the pasuk, why would it be asur? Rashi says, "Avgav de kaimel and sicha kashtiha." The Havli command the shasli betuma. The pasuk teaches you not that way. Sicha is kashtiha. So male should be asur as drinking betuma. Kamash malon, not that way. That's how Rashi learns. And Tosfos says a different pshat. Tosfos says you'd have a havimina salka daidik to asur mishum shemavari betuma. There's an issur leviyatim ena betame. The Havin will be also because he's Mevarah Betumah. So I think Rashi and Tosfos are going L'shitasa. We already explained in the previous Shir Barichos that what is the Issa of Lebi'ayti Men of Betumah? What's the Issa of destroying, consuming Tameh Maisa Sheni? Rashi holds is no Issa because it's Tameh. Betumah is Koshkei Betar. There's a Din Maisa Sheni needs a Chilish Siyah Usicha, and that's an Issa when it's Tar. You would think that Issa became mutter when it became tummy. Kamash Mulan, the same Issa applies when it's tummy. That's what Rashi says earlier. Ayin Gimel and Aleph Dibu Maskel V'ilu Asa Levar Ben Betuma and Usa Ayin Gimel and Beze Maskel V'Echa Muzer Alechila. In both places he explains Lebi'aitim and Betuma means because Ma'isa Sheni is only for Achilish Siyu Sicha and the Issa Betar, you'd have a half minute mutter Betuma, Kamash Mulan, it's still Asa Betuma. So if that's true, so sicha, which is one of the things you could do betara, can't be also because of the Antimene Betame, according to Rashi. Adarabba, Sicha is the Achila Shtiyu Sicha. That is the correct way to do it. So the Havamina, that Sicha is also by Tame, is not because you're being over on the Issa of Lebiatimene Betame, Faket. Lebiatimene Betame is when you're not doing Achila Shtiyu Sicha. The Havamina, that Sicha is also, would have to be because Sicha Kishtiyah. Sicha Kishtiyah. And Mimela, there'll be an Issa of Sicha Betame, Kamash Mon. We don't have the Issa of Sicha Betame when it comes to Maisa Sheni. But Taisus, like we said before, holds like the Rash and the Rush, that the Issatim of Ayman and Betum is not an Isser of, because you need a Chilav Shiv Sicha Betar and Huadim Betum. No. According to the Rash and the Rush in Shvus, in Shvius, I mean, Fakar, when it's Tar Yelani, you do it for other things. When it's Tameh, it's part of the Isser of consuming it Betum. It's Isser because it's Tameh. So Mela, who are there now? That, so Sicha also be nichol in that. Sicha will be nichol in this, the right to mention Tameh. Kamash Mon, a very interesting thing. That lighting a candle with it is also, that's like considered kilu eating it. But Sicha punkt is mutter. That's exerus akasav. And you can see really another lishitasam. The question is, the din of Sicha kishti, is that a din deraisa? Taisus in Yuma, the vain zayin and aleph brings the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida is talking about Sicha kishtiyah. Lagabe, we had it before a little bit about an oral shaloi bezvane, if he could be sach with shem and shaltruma. And the Gemara also brings it that says that there was a baby that was a nida. A newborn baby, dam came out and she was a nida, they did tefillah on her. So the Gemara says, why did they do tefillah on her? It wasn't afkemina, let it be tame. So the Gemara says, they wanted to use shem and shaltruma for sicha. And the Gemara brings psukim, like chalos kachi b'nei Yisrael, rabbi seicha kashesa, or that they did see that there's an issa sicha of she's tame. So Taisus in the second teretz there says that these psukim are an asmachta, they're a kabbalah. This is an issa derabana. Taisus Shanim says that there, and in Nida, on that Gemara Nida, that from Abayzim and Aleph, Taisus and the Rabbana and the Rashma and the Dvan, the Ran, they all say it's derabana. They all say the din. That a tummy person can't do sicha b'chum is din the rabbanim. The rice is no din of sicha kishtia. So over zay, why do you need a pasuk to matter ma'isa sheni b'tuma? So Rashi's mashma sicha kishtia is the rice. Al kapanim legabe chuma and ma'isa sheni sicha kishtia is din the rice. So mainly you need the pasuk because sicha kishtia. So din the rice is, and is it the rice for, let's say, Truma shenitmis, or a person that's tame, or ma'isa sheni on a person that's tame, is it the raisa of sicha, or an oral, kosicha kishniya? And memela, we need a pasuk being matter ma'isa sheni, and not saying sicha kishniya, like I'm a ma'isa sheni shenitmis. But Taisus holds the din of sicha kishniya is their abundance, so why need a pasuk to be matter? So according to Taisus, it's very good, because Taisus holds the issur isn't because sicha kishniya. That's anyway the Rabbanan. The issue is because even Havakas and Eris Aser, there's an issue Levarim and Mene Betumah. It's learned from the Spas, looking back to Mene Betumah. So Mela, that's why Taisus the Havas are at Mene Betumah. So Vakar, Taisus holds that Leviat Mene Betumah is an issue derisa because it's Tumah. So Mela, you need the Pasuk to matter. Not it's a Sikha Kishtiya. It's a Leviat Mene Betumah. So Sikha Kishtiya could be the Rabbanan. Vashos, there is no issue derisa because it's Tumah. The issue is sicha kishtia, that's the possibility. Behind the man of Tami means you can't do things other than achil ishtia v'sicha. It can't apply to sicha. So mele rashi l'shitasa, sicha kishtia is deraisa, and may need the pasuk to be matter the din of sicha kishtia.